Welcome to the Friends Friday Fun Podcast. Enjoy fun and amusing ways to nurture relationships with insights on improving vision for a brighter future, expanding value with gained wisdom and increased vitality through legacy living. Live your best life now with our host, the dancing motivator, Penny Lee Prevost.
Well, thank you so much, Carl, for that amazing introduction, and welcome to Friends Friday Fun Podcast. I want to thank all of you for taking time to join us once again for Friends Friday Fun. Now, I have a special guest with me today. Of course, my business partner is back again for another episode. Liz is going to talk about community with me. Liz M. Raymond is a single mom of two grown sons, serial entrepreneur, professional business organizer, an accounting professional with over 30 years in the field, a champion of women, a philanthropist, and Liz loves to help women entrepreneurs gain economic independence through business financial literacy, connecting the dots between the businesses they birth and the money systems that get them there, especially single mompreneurs. The message that Liz is on a mission to share is you have a choice whether you choose to do or don't do. The choice is yours, and it all begins from within. So welcome, Liz. Thank you so much for joining me again.
Welcome, Penny Lee. It's glad to be here as always.
And happy Friends Friday.
Happy Friends Friday to you too.
Awesome. I just love Fridays, and it always is a surprise on whose heart I get to touch in a positive way. Today, I thought we would talk again about community. You know, community is so important because, as my nephew mentioned on a couple episodes ago, that, you know, if you want to have fun, you need to be part of a community or else it's boring. I thought that was so cute. And I think it's very true and fitting. And right now, even though we are part of a community, it's somewhat of a challenge to be able to connect in person with people. And so what are your thoughts about the value of community and connecting?
Well, as you know, with me, I always say my three words are community, change, and choice. And yep. You know what? I really realized that through the COVID experience, you know, we used to see people in person and, you know, had different kinds of communities then, but it's really easy to isolate yourself or feel isolated. And so what our normal communities are, you know, we have to kind of look at it in a different way. Because what I liked was that although, you know, our graduate Thrivers community, we have our sessions every month, it was great to see that we were able to connect with one of the ladies that had come to some of our Stepping Stone sessions to work together through doing a book club when the COVID first started. And that brought us a whole new perspective and something that I looked forward to every Friday to get on the Zoom call with you two, you know, having read the book, done the exercises, and coming together as our own little community where we got to be able to be accountable for doing the lessons. But also what was really cool was how we managed to hear and see and learn from the different perspectives and the different places that we all came from, because we've all come from different backgrounds and different situations. And so it was really cool how, you know, we could call each other out gently, but, you know, assertively to make sure that we were doing the work, because if we're never going to move forward if we don't do the work. But being able to do that, I mean, everybody in my household knew that Friday at 7 o'clock, I was on the call. It was my Friends Friday book club call. It was great because in a time where having experienced being isolated way back as a single mom, I knew that with COVID, if I couldn't really connect with people, I knew how it would suck me down into that isolation. And so it was great to have that to look forward to Friday at the end of the week, because, you know, sometimes our weeks get a little crazy, yeah. But yeah, having that community and building our own community. And it was kind of great how the universe kind of just drew us together, because we were all looking to navigate COVID and go through it. And little did I know that the book that we, the book club that we did, the book Setting Boundaries Will Set You Free by Nancy Levin, where I thought it was going to teach me about setting boundaries with other people, it actually taught me about setting boundaries with myself. And so being able to bounce that back with each other, it was really cool. The ahas and the awareness and how it improved, you know, relationships outside, like at home and outside, as well as making myself more self-aware. And I think, you know, that whole, we're always talking about changing and whatnot, and it always starts with being self-aware, but having that community to allow me to do that was amazing. And so I think we all need to look at, well, how can we connect with others in our, and build our own little communities.
When we were doing the exercises or coming together on a weekly basis, there were some times that I really didn't want to come because I hadn't done the work. So I was feeling a little bit embarrassed, or that, you know, I was procrastinating, really. And being able to honestly talk about it and have you guys call me out, or, you know, make note of the way you were seeing how I was talking about a certain situation or not having the boundaries in place that maybe I could have created, I felt relieved after. I felt I didn't sometimes want to show up, but I showed up because I made a commitment to this community of people, right? So the idea was, number one, I made a commitment to you guys to be there. And then when we were doing the exercises, I felt that you guys were kind of holding me up and helping to carry me, like you had my back, you know, that we were helping each other. And we may not see things when we're in it that outsiders might pick up on. And that's exactly what was happening. So that was an opportunity that I was able to see things a little bit better, and then take that perspective and dissect it so that I could clearly see a better way of navigating that relationship or what have you. And oh boy, it sure made a difference for me too, as far as, you know, setting my own boundaries. And it's funny, like you were saying, thinking that the boundaries were to create boundaries for other people, I learned about other people's boundaries and how to respect them, but also how to place my own boundaries so that others could respect those for me as well. And I really enjoyed the whole experience. And I really think having that opportunity helped us to navigate the whole COVID situation much better. And we learned things at the same time. So I wanted to ask you though, you know, we often say you got to do the work, you got to do the work, and we're showing up to do the work. So maybe you can share with the listeners, what is the work that you're talking about?
Yeah, definitely. Because what I really found was, you know, when we went through the books and we did the exercises, I've quite often found that the work was being open and honest with yourself, but also to listen to what people are seeing. Because what often, like we said, when you had times where you felt like you didn't want to come because you didn't do the work, sometimes it was just reflecting on, okay, so why was it that you didn't want to do the work? And it had absolutely nothing to do with work. It had to do with other stuff that had accumulated from the past or whatever. And doing the work, for me, my interpretation of it is, first of all, being honest with yourself, being self-aware, you know, feeling whatever it is you're feeling and being okay with it. And sometimes that's really hard to do because you just want to push everything down and just go right past it. But find that when we are present with those feelings, you know, that we can figure out what's going on with ourselves and why we're there. And so the work isn't necessarily doing the exercises. Yes, doing exercises to learn something new and to become aware and but it's really about paying attention to who you are and just, I guess, really listening to yourself when, because there's those conversations we have in our heads, right?
And right. So
things will come up and sometimes we'll just poo-poo that and just let it go. But it's being aware of it. Okay. Stopping. Okay. So why did I think of what made me think like that or what, you know, and kind of poke around with it, let it sizzle, you know, maybe write it down so that you, if nothing comes to mind at that moment, then, you know, you can go back and revisit it because something else may come up that went, oh my God, now I know why I thought of that. So doing the work is like just being self-aware, being non-judgmental with yourself or anybody else, being kind to yourself, moving yourself forward. Sometimes moving yourself forward means just sitting and doing nothing. And that, well, when somebody told me, Liz, you know what? You do all this learning. All you need to do now is nothing.
Yeah.
Trying to learn to do nothing was, has been a challenge, but I'm getting there.
Yeah. And, you know, I find it very interesting how you mentioned sitting with the feelings. And I really think that's a big part of the work, because that's what I found in our conversations during the book club is having to sit with those emotions and allow your body to process them. And I don't really know that people do that much, you know, like you said, there's emotions that come up, but then we push them off to the side or we push them down. And it's important to make sure that you embrace all of who you are. And like Kareen talked about, being your authentic self and knowing who that is. Well, you can't know who that is until you do the work, you know, and take time to reflect and think about it and write things down and question yourself. And one of the big things that I actually discovered during our book club was that the whole exercise thing, right? And I've talked many times about how I hated exercise and I really didn't like gym because I had a hole in my heart. And it wasn't until we started talking more about it that I came to realize that the whole exercise thing was because I used to get teased at school. That's why I didn't like exercise, but I don't get teased anymore when I go to the gym, you know? So it's like, why am I hanging on to that crappy feeling about exercising, right? And so being able to let that go, I don't have that holding me back anymore. So that's the work.
Yeah. And it was interesting how things would, I would see a YouTube video or something. And so I would just go and order 3 books. It was just funny how, again, I'm really a firm believer that the universe puts things in front of you that you need to be aware of, pay attention to. And it was just funny how with after the boundaries book, you know, the mental mess came up and I went, oh my gosh, it's just a perfect fit because this is where we're at. So
yeah.
continuing with our Friends Friday book club with this new book, just continued with that whole journey and was that whole thing of being self-aware, you know, non-judgmental and continue to doing the work in a different way.
Right. Yeah. And I think we would love to have an opportunity to create another book club going forward. So we're looking at other books that we could possibly do that with. But, you know, it was interesting because we had taken a break over the holidays, obviously. And so I thought I want to continue on my reading journey. So I read the book, Making Space for Magic.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really good. But again, these are all books about personal development. And when I was talking with my podcast coach, he was saying, you know, it's a good idea to read other stuff so that you have different perspectives to bring together, more creativity. And again, I believe, like you said, that the universe provides you with signs so that you have the knowledge for whenever you might need it. And so that's exactly what I have done recently with the book that I just started reading, which is not a personal development book at all. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And I'm excited about reading it. And I've always been excited about reading personal development and learning more about how I can be a better version of myself, but also how I can help other people. But now I have a different view reading this other book because it's still providing lessons just in a different way.
For sure. I know I have a couple of books. As I unpack and decided to build some floating bookshelves on my in my hall, there are a few autobiographies that I picked up that I'm looking to read. So I'm thinking I'm going to dive into, you know, one or two of those in the next, just to give myself a break from personal development as well.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you so much for that, Liz. And, you know, having a book club, I think, is a great way to stay connected, especially because we did it on Zoom. So we got the visual of the body language, the tone of voice. So we understood emotions and vocalizing our thoughts, I think, was a great idea. So even though we weren't physically in the same room, we were still able to see each other and can see when somebody was sad or when they got flushed because they were having an aha moment or what have you. And so I think that that is really important, that people pull together and support each other and do something together, like reading a book and discussing about it and getting different perspectives, because that helps everybody grow at the same time. So on that note, I would like to know if you have anything special lined up for tomorrow, because your question that Corrine chose for you from the Positive Attitude Zone yellow category, what are you looking forward to tomorrow is your question.
And what I'm looking forward to tomorrow is pulling out a book and getting myself nice and cozy. I have a great light that I bought recently. And so I think I'm going to pull out that Rosie O'Donnell book that I bought, and I'm going to sit down and start reading that.
Fantastic. So there you go. Now you're going to get into another book, and that's awesome. So you have the opportunity of picking our next question. And I can't believe that there's only 13 cards left in the deck, which means there's just over 3 months left to this season of my podcast. And then I'll be moving on to season two. So you get to pick a question.
Well, I'm going to pick my lucky number 13.
Of course. Oh, what makes you happy?
That's a great question.
I love that question. And you know what? That is one of the main questions that we ask in our weekend event called New Year, New You, or the resolutions.
Yeah.
I guess I should wait and answer that on our next episode. When you think about that question, don't think too hard and too long. Just answer whatever comes to your mind, because that is your spirit telling you what it wants.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
Yeah. So focus on your intuition and really being who you are supposed to be and be your authentic self. Corrine talked about that, how important that is. And I just love how everything lines up. So we want to finish this on a happy note and want to make sure that we offer some fun, because this is something that we want to incorporate every single day. You want to make sure you have fun every single day, because that makes life worth living.
Yeah, it sure does.
So tell me, you found a joke for us to share, did you?
I did. So the question is, so what happened to the plan of starting a book club?
I have no idea.
It got shelved.
Well, we don't want that to happen. We want you to actually have a book club with your friends.
Absolutely. I really think that if any of your Friends Friday audience are interested in joining a book club, maybe, you know what, reach out to you and let them know that, yeah, they're in. And if they have a suggestion for a book, that might be cool. Because I'm looking forward to starting another one soon. Because, like I said, I love something to look forward to on a Friends Friday.
Yeah, that's a great idea. So again, we want to invite you to provide suggestions of books that you may have come across that have been suggested to you. If you'd like to be part of a book club with us, we would absolutely love to have you join us. So reach out and let us know. And of course, you can reach out to either Liz or myself through the connection details in the show notes. Any last words about community, Liz?
Just if you don't have one right in front of you, make sure you create one.
Yep. Create one, reach out. And you know what? People are more alike than they are different. So I'm sure if you reached out to friends, they'd be happy to participate in a book club with you, or reach out to us and we're happy to create one with you too. Again, thank you so much for joining me, Liz. It's always a pleasure to have you invest your time with me on our podcast. I want to thank all my listeners for taking time out to wrap up their week with me and our fun. Enjoy your weekend. I'll look forward to talking to you on our next episode. And I'm going to answer that question, what makes you happy? That's it for today. Have a great day and thanks for joining me. Bye for now.
Thanks for winding down your week with our Friends Friday Fun Podcast. Penny Lee is looking to make 1 million friends worldwide. To join her newfound friend fans, fire off an email to hello@pennyleeprevost.com or kick off your shoes and visit the Dancing Motivator Facebook page and drop by her website for more fun ways to live your best life now.